Hey everyone, welcome back to Music from the Curated Chair. I know it's been a long time since I've done a podcast, but I've just been kind of, I don't know, I've been kind of lately kind of feeling down and just not lonely, but just not feeling it in a sense lately. But there is something that did kind of brighten my time up to do this, and it was this collaboration album that I saw Liam Gallagher and John Squire collaborating on, which for 10 tracks at about 40 minutes is not bad, honestly. The first couple of songs on here are not the greatest. I think my favorite, if you were to ask me, is out of the 10 tracks that we have, because some of them are pretty decent. Like, out of the first couple that you get, I think Just Another Rainbow is fantastic for the halfway. Mars of Liverpool is pretty solid too, if you ask me. The guitar work that John Squire's provided is fantastic. Raise Your Hands, definitely some good moments here and there. What else can I say? Like, I mean, it's just these two working together, and it kind of reminds me a little bit like what Oasis kind of did at the beginning with their first two albums, into some degree, mixed in with a little bit of the early Stone Roses, like the first album that they made, a little bit of the bluesy, down-to-earth stuff that they did with Second Coming. But at the same time, I feel like this also has a mixture of BDI's first and second albums a little bit, but those were meant to be like post-pop alternative rock albums. But those, like, some of the elements in this are making it feels like Liam and John are trying to bring back the whole Britpop phase. And you know what? That's going to be very difficult to do, because a lot of people just from that era don't really care anymore. Like, I don't think Coldplay is really interested in doing so. I try to bring it back. I don't think Noel Gallagher's wanting to bring it back in any way, shape, or form. Heck, I don't even think Blur wants to. Like, they'd rather just stay alternative and be their own thing. But at the same time, other songs like Love You Forever, fantastic work on it. Like, there was nothing wrong with it. Make it up as you go along, and One Day at a Time are a little explicit, but that's okay. You kind of have to assume that's going to happen with Liam. As well as Stone Roses too. So, You're Not the Only One is definitely a good one as well. I could definitely recommend that one for sure. I'm So Bored felt kind of, I don't know, for the length it was trying to give us, which was almost 5 minutes, is nuts. Majority of the songs on here, for the most part, are around, on average, about three to four minutes. Sometimes five. Like, I mean, the first one's 4.5, Raise Your Hands. Then we have a 4 minute one with Mars Liverpool, which is almost 4 minutes, actually. And then we have almost four. I'm a Wheel and One Day at a Time. 5.5 with Just Another Rainbow, which is still, again, a good one, if you ask me. Then you got Love You Forever, 3.5. Less, like, 2 minutes and some change with Make It Up As You Go Along, which is not bad, if you ask me. You're Not the Only One's almost four, like around 4 minutes. I'm So Bored is like almost five. And then Mother Nature's Song, the last one, is 4 minutes and a few seconds of change. But that's fine. But I gotta say, the artwork on this, which was such a weird thing, it was like a weird kaleidoscope sort of effect going on with some of the songs on there. Like, as like household products of some sort, and it's like, what is going on? Like, I don't know who did the artwork, but they definitely deserve a raise at whatever grocery store they might be working at part-time. But another album that I know that came out this week that I listened to as well, which was Hopium for the Masses by Ministry. Now, this one, I gotta say, it's probably gonna get its own part, mostly due to the fact that this one's just, my goodness, I don't know what's going on lately in today's day and age with music, but I just remembered that came out the other day as I'm recording this, and I'm gonna say overall, this album, for a lot of the music that's made for it, a lot of the production is definitely solid, definitely for sure, there's no issues with that. Like, it's basically like, who did a little bit of this, Greg Kirsten, Joey Wonker, Liam and John all worked together on it, and it was definitely not a bad bit. Like, Greg did a little bit of the engineering, a little, again, I know Liam tried remixing You're Not the Only One, But you know what? That's fine. Like, I mean, I don't know who did the artwork, but I know they must have done, they must have had something in their life go wrong, or maybe they're just stuck somewhere. I don't know. All I do know is that a lot of the stuff in it is fantastic. If you ask me, like, there's some moments of it being not so great, but if you had to ask me what my favorite ones are on this, I would definitely say Mars to Liverpool for sure, Just Another Rainbow, and Mother Nature's Song are my absolute favorites on this, and those are gonna be in my favorites playlist if you guys still use Apple Music, if you are listening to this. And if I was able to find a way to import everything to Spotify that way, I would do that as well. But I definitely know that is definitely worth a listen to for sure. Like 3 out of 10 songs is not, it's like 30% great, but at 40 minutes, you kind of have to like figure out which ones you really like, which ones you don't. But Raise Your Hands again, not too bad of a song. One Day at a Time's decent. Just Another Rainbow is just, it's long, but it has a nice moment too that doesn't feel like holy crap, what am I listening to? At least with some of the songs on here, I don't feel like I was needed to take a break and stop listening to them, because there's been times where I've had that happen to me many a times, and it's not fun. It's not fun, everyone. And I don't even know why I mentioned Ministry, but anyways, my final thoughts on this, for the most part, are that this album was definitely a good collaboration, but it had moments of just being kind of strange, if you ask me. It was not something I expected to happen, but come to think of it, it was probably going to happen sooner or later. This is, I think, the first album that Liam's got in a while. I think the last one he did was, besides the Nebworth album, which was last year, the live album. His last album, I think, was in 2022. So this kind of makes sense that he does another one. Like, because he had two. He had Down on the River, Down by the River Thames, that came out the same day as Come On You Know, and those were both great. And yeah, it's the first one he's had, and even then, like, I don't know if he's gonna release another album this year or not. If Liam does release another album this year, that'll be kind of interesting to see. Because if you ask me, he needs to make one more this year. This was like a good collaboration idea, and I'm happy that he did it. But if he does more, which, if I'm honest, he does more with John Squire, good for him. You know what I mean? It's good to see him do a few things on his own if he really wants to, or kind of see something where it's like a nice little collaboration. Because I know, the other thing I know about this was the fact that it's definitely, I don't know. Just for me, I think this works because it's not really, it's just like a small little collaboration with the two of them. And if I'm honest, it's not bad. Like, if he does make another album with John Squire, who knows? It might be next year, might be this year completely. It could be later down the road this year. Could be in 2026 for all we know. We don't know. All I do know is that he released some music last year with Nebworth, 2022. He's done his solo work quite a bit now, and his solo work is definitely just, it's still going strong, if you ask me, with Liam. John Squire hasn't done anything in over 20 years, if I recall. Yeah, it was something like that. Like, it was his first album that he's ever done since, yeah, in 20 years. Yeah, actually 20 years. Marshall Sauce was his last one. But it was all recorded last year, so technically this is the first one that he did together. And I know they're gonna be touring in 2 weeks in a small little one. I don't know what the tour is gonna be like, but you know what? That's cool. Like, as much as I want to see Liam Gallagher, I don't want to like rush to go see him for a show. I would rather go see Noel at a show, if you ask me. But right now, I know Noel Gallagher is doing one more album right now, which is gonna be an acoustic based one that he says is gonna be for the fans. Which, if I'm honest, I don't know if that's gonna come out this year or not. It's possible, but then again, you never know. And I'm gonna even look to see if it's coming out this year. It might not be. His fourth one was out last year, so it's possible that Yeah, it's very possible that the next one could be out later this year or maybe next year. We don't know for sure, but I do know he's been on the like he's been back in the studio, and he does have a few things going on. He has a few whatever, you know, which is fun. And I just know it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next little while when it comes to the music industry, when it comes to these artists that we've seen do so many things for so long. But yeah, overall, I'd give this album for John Squire and Liam Gallagher's debut duet. You could say, I'd say this gets about an 8 out of 10. It's definitely worth listening to if you are a big Britpop fan, you really like Britpop music, or you're post-Britpop, Britpop. And a little bit of the alt rock stuff. If you haven't listened to this yet, I do definitely recommend you check it out. It's if you ask me, it's an 8 out of 10. I kind of went on a bit of a rambling segment. I don't know why, but I definitely have to say this is definitely a good album to listen to. It's worth listening to if you're a fan of Liam Gallagher's music. You're not going to be regretting a single moment if you ask me with this. You might, but in the long run, you're going to still enjoy it, I feel. So until next time, folks, this is Scott signing out and transmission.